Thank you. Music from the early 1780s by Bernhard Crusell. That was the opening movement of the Clarinet Quartet No. 1, performed at the Gebach Performance Studio by clarinetist Aaron Finkelstein, violinist Karen Sinclair, violist Christopher McKay, and cellist Melita Hunsinger. They're all members of Urban Nocturnes and will be performing Sunday afternoon at 4 at Trinity Episcopal Church in downtown Phoenix. Welcome to you all.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Karen, you are one of the founding members of the ensemble. Tell us a little bit about when the ensemble was founded and about that name, Urban Nocturnes. It sounds so evocative. I love it.
Sure. Well, I believe Christopher and I started playing together around 2010. And like many good ideas, I think ours was hatched over beer. And we were both members of the symphony and loving that job and also getting to know each other as friends. And we wanted to find a way to do something that was sort of our own and that would also bring us closer together. So we started playing together with another cellist who has since moved out of town. And then it was just the two of us. And we realized that we were going to run into some walls as far as repertoire was concerned. So gradually we started adding members. And we were adding members based on the people that we really wanted to collaborate. That's sort of the thing behind Urban Nocturnes, is that it's really about the people that we want to play with, not who plays what instrument, which can be challenging at times for us. But to get back to your question about the name, I think we were hired early on to perform for Classical Revolution, and they required that we have a name. So we, I think Christopher drew up a list, and we settled on Urban Nocturnes, which I think I think that's still a good name for us, in that we are very committed to the downtown cultural scene and the arts scene, and we were both living in the downtown area at the time. Of course, we work for the symphony, and we do most of our performances downtown. And the nocturnes part, there's, of course, a musical connotation. Nocturnes is a type of song. We are also a creature of the night, I like to say. We like to stay up late, and we, you know, most of our concerts are at night, so that's sort of the time when our juices get flowing.
Yeah, a lot of musicians like to rehearse very late. At night, yes. Now, Christopher, you've brought in the first movement of the String Trio No. 2 by Julius Röntgen, subtitled Dvorak. Tell us a little bit about the piece.
Yes. You know, one thing that we like to do is discover pieces that have not been played before, composers that are not often heard or performed. And so this, I think this program is a good example of that. Julius Röntgen was a Dutch-German composer who was very good friends with Brahms, very good friends with Franz Liszt, and was a great admirer of Antonín Dvořák. And actually, in relation to Brahms, he performed the Brahms' second piano concerto with Brahms conducting, actually. So he's rubbed shoulders with the big guys, if you will. And he finished his schooling in Leipzig, Germany. And once he did that, he moved to Amsterdam to teach. And once he did that, he became a really large figure in the music scene in Amsterdam. He started a conservatory there. He also was a co-founder of the Concertgebouw. So he left a huge impression on the people and music scene of Amsterdam, but we know very little of his music. He was a very prolific composer. I think the number is somewhere 500 or 600 pieces. The string trio that we're going to play for you is one of, I think, 16 that they've discovered. So the reason that he called it Dvorak is because the first two measures are directly taken from the Dvorak violin concerto.
Okay, well, let's hear this piece by Julius Röntgen, the String Trio No. 2, performed by violinist Karen Sinclair, violist Christopher McKay, and cellist Melita Hunsinger from the Gebach Performance Studio.
Thank you.
music by Dutch composer Julius Röntgen, paying tribute to Antonín Dvořák. That was the first movement of the String Trio No. 2. We heard members of Urban Nocturnes, violinist Karen Sinclair, violist Christopher McKay, and cellist Melita Hunsinger here in the K-Bach Performance Studio. Karen, Christopher, and Melita will be performing that piece at Trinity Episcopal Church in downtown Phoenix Sunday afternoon at 4. You can learn more about the ensemble at their website, urbannocturnes.com. Melita is in front of the microphone now. Next on the program, you've got the opening movement of the Serenade for Clarinet, Violin, and Cello by Hans Gall. Now, Melita, because of Gall's Jewish descent, he had quite a time of it under the Nazis, but he was able to escape to Scotland in 1938. But his music was hardly at all known until recent years. How did you discover it, and what attracted you to this piece?
Well, I have to give credit to Karen for discovering it. I think it's kind of a... part of being in an ensemble with this type of instrumentation, we're always looking for, an unusual combination of instruments. And so she was on the tear looking for a trio and came across this piece. And we said, well, we really need to program this. This is a great piece. And I've come to love it so much. And I'm really glad that his music's finally getting played more, even though he's relatively not well known.
Yeah, when I think of serenades, the Beethoven comes to mind for flute, violin, and viola, and then all the serenades for strings, Elgar and Dvorak, and those and the like. Is this piece very serenade-y? Is it along the lines of those composers, or does Hans Gall, being a later composer than them, do some different things?
Yeah, Hans Gall did, he did compose this piece in 1935. But he did not take on the attributes of the atonal or the serial movement. And this is kind of a post-romantic work, I guess you could call it. It is serenade-y, I think. And I think you'll definitely hear that in the first movement. It's entitled Cantabile, and it is very lyrical and melodic. And you'll also hear a lot of counterpoint. The voices play off each other. Almost constantly. So it's a really interesting dialogue and a very interesting language that he has.
Yeah, that's one of the beauties of playing chamber music, isn't it? That everyone's dialoguing, you're all chatting with each other with your instruments.
Yeah, this is just a really beautiful, delightful movement.
Clarinetist Aaron Finkelstein, violinist Karen Sinclair, and cellist Melita Hunsinger with the first movement of the Serenade by Hans Gall in the K-Bach Performance Studio. You're listening to 89.5 K-Bach.
Thank you.
Just lovely music of Hans Gall. That was the opening movement of the Serenade for Clarinet, Violin, and Cello. We heard musicians from the ensemble Urban Nocturnes. Their next concert will take place Sunday afternoon at 4 at Trinity Episcopal Church, 100 West Roosevelt Street in downtown Phoenix. You can purchase tickets at trinitymusicaz.org and at the door. I'm Greg Kustraba. You can hear this interview and performance again at our website, performance.kbach.org.